We love cake so much we decided to make it a full-time business. For me, Sammy.
And me, Bronya.
Join us on our journey of discovery as we meet fellow cake professionals, artisan cake makers and home bakers who will give tips and advice on the Business of Cake Making podcast, glitter included.
Follow us on Instagram and listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, Podbean or wherever you listen to your podcast. Sign up to our newsletter and visit the blog at daisycakecompany.co.uk.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. How have you been at your... You've been at a wedding fair all day, haven't you?
I have, yes. It was very quiet, but yeah. I did get a lead. So, and they, you know, they booked the venue.
Oh, excellent.
So, you know, have to
and
wait
you've
to
got
see.
Another one tomorrow as well.
Another wedding fair tomorrow,
did
yes.
Unload the car or did you just leave it all in there?
I've unloaded, half unloaded it and right. left... half there. I unloaded the most precious cakes.
Yes, yeah. And the ones then, that you don't want to go manky in the car
no,
overnight.
That's right. And yeah. I've got cake samples ready. So I just need to do a couple of bits and then off I go tomorrow. Perfect. Leave at 9 because it takes you 40 minutes to get there. I say 9, but I know it'll be quarter past. But I like it. My setup time, I've got it down to half an hour.
Right. See, so. Yeah, once you've done it, because you've done it today as well.
Yeah.
It's all fresh in your mind because you've done it today and you're just going to redo it tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. And I did one the other day, so everything was up to date anyway. Yeah. New business cards. I've got little printouts that I use.
Nice. It is the season of wedding fairs.
It
I
is,
see
yes.
everyone popping up on all my social media. I met such and such today. I met such and such. So, yeah. Everyone's at a wedding fair at the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. All good.
Because I don't like wedding cakes, so I'm not going to wedding fairs. And that's all I've got to say about that.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Okay. So today we are talking about being yourself and showing up as yourself in your business.
Yes, which is very important.
It is. Why you should do it, how you should do it, what not to do, what it can do for you if you do. Now, actually...
And staying true to yourself.
Right, so, do you know Iris Apfel died today?
Yes.
Do you know? Right, so yes. It came up on the news today and it said, Iris Apfel's died. And I'm like, who's Iris Apfel? They said, you know, fashion designer and model. And I'm like, who is she? And then they said, you know, she's 103 or 102. She dresses in colourful clothes. She's got big glasses, big round glasses.
Yeah.
And she like lives like a young, you know, she's got a real young outlook. And as soon as they said all of that, I went, oh, Iris Apfel. And that is because she is true to herself. She's lived her life.
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't have chosen a more perfect person, could you?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just like that. It just sums up why she has lived her life like that. Mm. We all know who she is.
Yeah.
And she's colourful.
She's
and-
even had a character dedicated after her in a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. It's a cartoon with the guy with the yellow things.
Bart Simpson?
No, we always used to make the cakes of the
girl. Oh, Minions.
Yes. I'm sure it's a Minion movie. We're terrible, aren't we?
Sorry, I've just sprung that on you. You didn't know I was going to mention her.
No, I didn't, but you're so true.
But I think that she kind of sums up why you should be yourself, because we all know who she is.
Yeah.
She's like her brand of herself.
Yeah.
And she just stands out. She just stands out. So in her honour today, we are going to talk about being yourself in your business.
Being true to yourself.
Being true to yourself.
So I'm just going to talk about that phrase because – we never used to hear it, did we? It's a modern phrase.
Yes.
It's fashion.
It's millennial.
Yeah. It's a fashion
phrase. It's a millennial phrase. Yeah, it is.
And they say it a lot on Love Island.
Oh, I don't ever watch Love Island.
Yeah. So I'm just being true to myself.
In other words, I'm just being an asshole to everyone else because I'm being true to myself.
But why not? You should put yourself first.
Why not?
But the message behind the actual word, the phrase, if you think deeper about it, it can really help you as well. Yeah. If you, Bronya, could be whoever you wanted without all the noise of the world, outside influences and such like, who would you be? And
do you know what? I was thinking about this on my dog walk earlier. Yeah. I was thinking if someone said to me, if you could be any cake maker, who would you be?
Mm.
And I'm like, I want to be me.
Yeah. That's the perfect answer. Yeah.
I don't want to be anyone else.
No.
And whilst I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be world famous, you know, I'm not looking to leave this legacy like, I don't know, Duff Goldman or whatever, or Ron Ben Israel. I just want to think that I haven't watered myself down.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to create what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, though, and obviously we are women of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think that you get to a certain age and you think, sod it, I'm just going to be me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. If I knew now if I was 16, no, 18, yeah, actually, and know now what I know then, yeah, or the other way
if
around.
You knew then what you know now.
Oh, God, that was hard. I would do so many more things,
yes,
completely differently.
Yeah.
I would have so much more confidence.
Age wasted on us old people.
Yeah. No, because we're passing on our knowledge.
Yeah. It's not age, it's experience,
wisdom,
and yeah, knowledge. Yeah, wisdom, yeah, that's a good word. Wisdom, experience, yeah, knowledge. That's what we've got. And because of that, we can sit there and go, do you know what? To hell with it,
yeah,
all. I'm gonna be who I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, because who we are in everything we do.
It's, yeah. And in your business, you need to, yes, to go, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I don't do silhouette cakes.
I don't do wedding cakes.
There you go.
Because that's not who I am.
I was also reading about, when you meet someone,
mm-hmm,
and you get like a little prickle of, oh, I don't like you.
Yes.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're not my person.
Yeah, you should use that in your business because,
yeah,
like we've done it in the past when people would come in, customers say, hi, do you do diabetic cakes? But we did say yes.
I know. Stupid, but we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but we learned from our mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you need to create your identity so that you can avoid issues,
yes,
like that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So how do you be yourself? You know, what does it mean to be the best you are, you know?
Well, something that you feel comfortable doing. You're like, if I want to wear red lipstick and purple hair, I'm going to bloody well do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's you do the things that you enjoy, do the things that make you happy.
Yeah.
Because it will show up in everything you do.
Yeah.
If you're faking it, people will know that you're faking it.
Oh, yeah.
So be the best version that you want to be. You're not going to be happy all the time. That's an unrealistic possibility. But if wearing purple trousers every day makes you happy, damn well do it,
yes,
you know? And if that becomes part of your identity, because these kind of things do become your identity,
yeah,
use it, utilize it, play on it,
yeah,
show it in things. You know, so part of my identity is my dogs, let's face it. So my identity, if people said two things about me, they'd go, she bakes cakes, she's got dogs.
Yes. Right. There you go.
that's my identity. And that's what I, that's how I show up. That's the things that I put out there. My dogs, my cakes. There's very little else to me. Hollow inside otherwise.
No, cake.
Yeah, cake inside. Yeah. Cut me open and you find buttercream inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do the things, because when you do the things that make you happy, you become more authentic. And I know, again, authentic is another one of those little buzzwords, isn't it, that everyone's using at the moment. But you become more authentic and people know that you're being authentic.
Yeah.
And they will trust you more.
Yeah.
They build the trust because they know you're being.
Yeah. So it's actually, sometimes though, I think it's quite hard for like me, say, I know I have my own individual style, but I don't really know what it is. But when I make my cakes, I can see it, if that makes sense. Yeah.
I think maybe one day you should sit down and write in words what you think your style is.
Yeah.
And then that might, you know,
I was going to say boring.
But it's not. It's anything but boring. Anything but boring. Because there are many ways to describe someone's style, isn't there? There's either elegant or fluffy or pink and cute or smooth.
Traditional.
So many like words and adjectives and that you can describe. You know, what is that? What are you in all those things? What are you? Colourful, I would say you are.
Yeah. Extravagant.
Yeah. I liked your maximalist, minimalist.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I didn't want to overuse it, though. But why not? It's maximalist and minimalist.
Well, it is.
Oh, my God, you love the cake I've just done. I must take some photos of it. It's maximalist and minimalist at the same time.
And that's the thing, is that, you know, it's modern maximalist.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? And that's, maybe one day you should sit down and write down all the things that you think your style is. And I bet you have lots of words. I bet you have.
I bet I will as well.
Yeah.
But do you know, if you have someone you admire, and say, like, I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do you?
Yes. and you admire them and you embrace their style. So, like, say I was 16, I'd be dressing like them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, I'd have Red Hot Chili Pepper tattoos. Oh, I do.
Just right. Can we also clarify that once upon a time, Sammy had two dogs, one called Chili, one called Pepper.
Yes. Yeah. So, Chili and Pepper. But it's the same with cake making. If there's someone, a cake maker, who makes these amazing cakes and you admire them, you like their style, you love the way they are, you're going to absorb that into your work, aren't you? And develop your own style.
Yeah. So you sort of like take all these influences of all the people that you like the people that you admire. And in that, you know, that thing of, if I was going to be another cake maker, who would I be? There would be a long list of people whose work I love and adore. And they've probably all influenced all of the work I've done over the years.
But there's also cake makers that I have admired, but I wouldn't use their style.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be them. But I admire them because I think that's different, because you recognise their talent and recognise how actually amazing they are at what they do, but you wouldn't want to do what they do. Yeah. No. Right, so why? Why be yourself? Why show up as yourself and be who you are in your business? The first thing I thought of is it makes your business more sustainable because you stay interested.
You're less watered down.
Yeah, yeah. You're not trying to be someone else, which is really hard work.
Mm.
You know, when I know for a short time, I was going for like the tall, elegant, classic wedding cakes.
Yeah.
That's so not me. I got really bored, really tired. And whilst I really admire the people that can make these beautiful, tall cakes covered in flowers, I just got a little bit, it just grated on me after a while, because that's not who I was. And then you begin to see things coming out in some of those cakes that I did. So we did one that was, I think, a four tier, and it had a cascade of flowers. But it was like really colourful. So it's like pinks and purple.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's actually like a hint of who I actually am coming out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find it quite difficult. I think it's really hard to sustain.
Mm.
You just get bored. You just get burnt out by it. You just get you just find a bit dull.
Yeah. It's like wearing a pair of shoes that you don't like.
Yeah. But also you'll be more proud of your business.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you get sometimes when you make a cake that's like all the others.
Yeah.
Because a bride's ask you to do something like that, blah, blah, blah. And you try and put your style into it. I find that I get less praise.
Yeah.
I don't get that, oh my God, I love that cake. Oh my God. That's a piece of art.
Yeah.
That is what I'm looking for.
And I think also because when you're yourself in your art, in your work, you put more love into it.
Yeah.
And you can see that. In something like cake making, I think you can really see the love.
Yeah.
You can see if there's a if there's a business that just churns cakes out, that just churns cakes out every sort of like every week, sort of
really
like
cheap.
Yeah. You can really see that it's like, oh, that's a rose. Yeah, a couple of petals, stuff it on.
Yeah.
You can see the difference.
Happy Bert piped. Yeah. Happy birthday, Bert.
You can really see it. When we had a shop, there was a shop down the road from us, and they used to churn cakes out like I can't believe how they, and they were cheap.
Yeah.
And every week they used to put up on Facebook, this is this week's cakes. It was like 45 cakes going up.
Yeah.
And you could see they have banged them out the door. Mm.
It does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, mind you, if that's your thing, if that's who you are, you want to be just churning cakes out because you need to be making money, and that's your thing, is making money and building a business like that, fine, great. You can see, you can see that in it. But if you want to be recognised for yourself as an artist, that ain't the way to go.
Yeah.
You need to love what you do, really. Yeah,
definitely.
Because you will produce much, much, and you will also be less burnt out. Because you're enjoying what you're doing a bit more, a bit more self-care, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I keep saying definitely. I'm going to stop it now. Definitely.
definitely, mate, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Right. The other thing is I think you will attract... If you
your
show
ideal
up,
client,
you would attract people that like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you attract people that like you, they're going to want your work.
Yeah.
Definitely. I always remember, so there was one thing I always remember, it was Katie from Malarkey Cakes, who we're hoping to get back on again very soon.
Oh my God, yeah. Are you going to talk about the pink ruffles?
No, I was going to talk about onions.
Oh, yes.
So I think there's a story that she tells that she put up out on Instagram once that she was talking about raw onions, how she doesn't like raw onions, how she thinks they're like the worst thing in the world. And she got a client come to her and go, oh my God, I completely agree with you on the onion thing. Will you make my wedding cake?
No way.
I'm sure there was like a little bit more between that and that. Do you know what I mean? But that's where it started. The raw onions is where it started. And she ended up making their wedding cake.
Yeah.
Because there was a connection. There was like-minded sort of like something. And by the time they got chatting, there was more that they liked about one another.
We were talking about this at the wedding fair today that I was at. So I had samples. They were salted caramel chocolate samples. So chocolate cake with salted caramel buttercream and freshly made salted caramel sauce. So yes, they are sweet, but
whatever.
They're yummy. Yeah. But so this girl came up and I said, oh, would you like to try a piece of cake sample? Yeah, all right. And I immediately thought, I hate you. No, that's a bit strong. I dislike you. I don't like your manner, young lady.
Yeah.
She took a bit of cake and she put it in her mouth and she went, ugh, that's sickly. Ugh, like that. Oh. And the lady in the stand next to me was looking at me. I could see her going, ooh, what a bitch. Like that. And as she walked off, she was like, oh, I can't eat it. Oh, it's nice, but it's just too sickly. Like that.
And you went, you're not my type of person at all. Did you not fancy going up to her and go, right, spit it out then. Spit it out.
Give it back to me. No, I did laugh. I think previously that would have just ruined my day.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh my God, my cake's awful. She doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But I know. My cake's nice.
We know your cake's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it started, all of the other suppliers, we all then had conversations about clients that they, who had come to take details or da da da, and they didn't want to have, they didn't take that client because they knew they weren't the client for them.
Yeah. And that is so important. It's a two-way thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it is
definitely. Interviewing you as well as them interviewing you.
Yeah, you've got to know that actually you want to make their cake. You want to be part of their wedding or part of their event or their day.
Yeah.
And if they're not the sort of person that you're going to get on with, there's something in there that you're like, actually, no, I need to step
away. If they're asking you for a Thomas the Tank Engine wedding cake, but you only make Great Scott wedding cakes, then they're not your ideal client.
Great Scott! No, but you're right. You are true. You know, Thomas the Tank Engine is cute. Is Great Scott, refined, classic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you do need to get on with them, but they need to feel compelled that you're someone that they can talk to.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a wedding fair is slightly different because you're kind of forced into this position that you've got to talk to people, or people are coming in, you need to talk to them. Mm-hmm. But in your business generally, if you can put yourself out there, and you will generally then get people that want to talk to you.
Yeah.
You won't get the other ones. Well, they won't come near you because they'll look at you, oh God, no, she's not for me. She's a bit too much.
I get a lot of emails. And I wonder if other people get this as just a standard email that brides and grooms send out. But I get a lot that say, hi, I've looked at your cakes and I really like your style.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
What you don't want to hear is, I've looked at your cakes. Nothing's floating my boat, but will you make my cake?
Yes. Have you got a date available? Because I can't find anybody else.
But it is you need to put yourself out, whether it's you as your personality, whether it's you as your cakes, whether it's you as your branding, your name is so important as well, what you call in yourself, all of that. If it doesn't resonate with people, then they're not going to bother you.
Yeah.
And then you will get the people that do resonate with you, and you're going to get cakes to make that you like, and clients that hopefully, fingers crossed, you do like.
Yeah. 90% of the time. And they always come back.
Yeah. Because your cakes are amazing.
Yeah, because you want that as well. You want customers to keep coming back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, repeat. Your business.
Because the thing is, with cakes, the wedding industry is quite difficult with cakes because generally, not all, but generally, it is a one-time thing.
So there was a lady, a supplier today, who was on her third wedding, and she was telling us all about the fact that, she'd had different people at each wedding, like different suppliers. And then she said, but we went back to the same hair and makeup lady. And she said, but don't tell the current husband She said, because the hair and makeup ladies lasted longer than her other fittings.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh, great. Fantastic. But generally, you're like, it's a one-stop shop. I mean, you might get birthday cakes, christening cakes, that kind of thing. If you're good. We have had one particular customer in the past that she got married, then her daughter got married, and then we had birthday cakes and all that sort of stuff. So, returning customers are good. But the other thing that you will also get is you'll get referrals.
Yeah.
Because if they've really enjoyed working with you, and then their mates are getting married, or their aunties getting married, or their mates have got birthday cakes, they'll go, oh, I know such and such. She was lovely to work with. Her cakes are beautiful. She's great. So that kind of works quite well as well.
Yes.
And you'll also attract other suppliers that are like you. And they'll refer you, or that sort of referral.
Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, this blooming dog's come in and now he wants to go back out again. Oh. I'm sorry, it's just going to have to be a scratch-a-thon.
Well, I did have to edit a lot of scratching out last week.
Oh, I do apologise.
Was he making a bed last week, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. That was fine. Right, so how and where can we show up as ourselves? Firstly, obviously, our products, our cakes should be us. And if you do get asked to make a cake that isn't your style, and you've got a quiet week.
Oh, you can say yes, but you don't have to put it on your social media.
Let anyone see it.
Yeah.
Just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I
used to put every single drip cake up. And now I don't.
I really enjoy making drip cakes. Really, I can make drip cakes all day. I'll always put them up because I like making them.
Yeah.
But I like making lots of different colours with lots of little swirly stuff on the top. Yeah, if it's not your bag, then just don't let anyone
see. I don't mind making them. I just don't want people to ask me for them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So other names is your name, your business name. Are you happy with your business name?
Mm.
Yes,
I'm happy with my business name, but so I'm called Daisy Cake Hampshire.
Yes.
Because that's what my website, the man who created my website, he said, this is what your name should be.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Because
that was then.
That was then. But now I think to myself, should I just be Daisy Cakes?
Yeah. I mean, I've changed. I've been Daisy Cake Company. I've been Bronya at Daisy Cake Company. I'm now Daisy Cake Company & Co. So it's all like the same thing, but like little versions of each.
Yeah.
And you are what you call yourself after all, you know? Mm. But you have to be happy with what your name is. Yeah. Otherwise you won't be proud to tell anyone what your name is.
No. I am very proud of my name and our name and the brand that we have.
Yeah. Daisy Cake Company.
I love saying, and my friend moved to Epsom. It was her company. And then she moved to Epsom and I was lucky enough to keep on the Daisy Cake Hampshire.
But it's a good name. Daisy Cake Company. It's named after my dog. What better can you be? How better can you be, you know?
And daisies are my favourite flower. I've got a tattoo of a daisy.
She's got a lot of tattoos. Her daughter is a tattoo artist.
Yes, yes.
You know, your firstborn is a tattoo artist. It's only fair. I think because I know that a lot of people, when they start out, they give themselves a company name or they'll be chatting with people and they go, oh, why don't you call yourself Ron's Cakes?
Yeah.
And then you kind of get through and you kind of go, oh, you know, you're 2 years later, you're like, is that really who I want to be?
Yeah.
If it's not, change it.
A rebrand.
Yeah, just change it. Be proud of who you are and let your name reflect who you are. Because
yeah, because at the end of the day, people are going to go, oh, what's that company called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're going to go, Daisy Cake.
Exactly. Because you will say it, oh, if you like your name, you'll say it over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. I do when I answer the telephone.
Okay. If you don't like your name,
Sammy speaking, Daisy Cake Company.
Yeah. So you've got to be proud of it because you've got to want to tell people and then people want to know who you are. So then they can Google you, then they can search for you and all the rest of it. Also in your branding has to reflect you, has to reflect who you are.
Yeah.
So my branding has changed wildly over the years. When I first started out, I was like a little cupcake company and it was all cutesy and sweet and little Daisy and really cute. Then we went a little bit more sophisticated because that was when I was thinking, oh, I need to be sophisticated and classic. And since then I've got gone a little bit more, I don't know, funky,
bohemian, yeah. Funky,
colourful,
bright,
blocky, bright,
yeah. Pink, bright pink.
Do you know, I do have pink. So I have like pink and teal, and I still have a daisy, but it's not like a cute little daisy. It's more
funny because
a...
I don't have a daisy in my logo anymore.
No.
I've got a 3-tier cake with a love heart because I love hearts. Yeah. I've got, funnily enough, a love heart tattoo. We're going down the tattoo route tonight, but that encompasses who I am.
Yeah.
But my logo on my car, I've got little daisies, pink
daisies all over it.
Yeah, and daisies are still part of my company.
So your visual branding again, you've got to reflect who you are. You've got to be proud to show people what that is and how that reflects you. Also your personal branding, how you are, how you talk, how you are.
Definitely. I really think I've gone through the whole like trying to copy other people's, how other people would speak it because I'm not that literate. I'm literate, but you know what I mean. Sometimes I struggle. So you know, you'll go on someone else's website.
Women of a certain age. That's why you struggle.
And I've learned. No, say it.
Yeah.
How I would say it. Like I use lots of arm movements, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And people love you for being you because
that's
of it.
Me. Yeah.
I know. Like when we had the shop, I would talk about us and we because there were several of us and, you know. But I know before that, when I first started the business and it was just me, I would talk about us and we like I had some massive team, like I was a corporate thing. And then we had the shop and there was an us and a we.
Yeah.
And if I talk about the business of cake making, yes, it's always me and Sammy.
Yeah.
So I always talk about the two of us. But when I talk about my cake business, it's me.
Yeah.
No other bugger's doing this. It's me.
Yeah. So, you know? I've actually, because when Sam was with me, that was her ethos, was the team at Daisy Cake Company will get back to you as soon as possible. Yeah. But they won't because it's only me.
It was me. Bring them in. Let me help. Yeah, so... make sure people know, unless you have ideas that eventually you want to have employees.
Yeah, and that's who you want to show yourself as.
Yeah, yeah.
Team.
If you want to be, you know, look at like you're like a bigger team. But I actually think it's quite healthy being like, it's just me and this is what I'm doing and this is how I feel about this and this is my cake and this is what I did, because then people can relate to you and what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Also things like wedding fairs, right? So this is a case in point, right? You've been to a wedding fair today. You went to one last week and you're going to one tomorrow. What did you wear?
So I wanted people to know that I'm a bright, colourful person and that I'm a bit funky, but also that I'm, they can be secure in the knowledge that I'm not a numpty. So I've got massive earrings in.
Yeah.
And I have my hair all up in like a 1940s kind of my twist that I do.
Yeah.
And I had big boots on, but I had a satin kind of just
because that's
plain
you.
Dress on. Yeah.
That's you. That's your style. Yeah. And I mean, I've been to wedding fairs where I've seen other cake makers and they're wearing chef's coats.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Now, if that's how who they're trying to portray they are, I'm the professional.
You know, I do like a chef's coat, but I think that's not me.
No.
I love a pinny. I got in the car, I was talking to my neighbour, I still have my pinny on, and I drove there with my pinny on, I got out, I unloaded the car, and it wasn't till I got in that I realised I didn't have a coat on, I just had a pinny on, with all my buttercream and stuff down the front of it. But, you know, it just felt comfortable.
Yeah, and that's who you need to be. I mean, some people, they want to portray that they are classically trained, that they...
Oh, that they wear heels all the time.
Oh no. My 4-inch heels days are long.
Yeah. No.
But again, I've been through different phases of wearing a pinny at wedding fairs and then not wearing a pinny and putting my hair up, having my hair down, just being me. Because everyone knows that you're not baking there, that you're, you know, this isn't you in the kitchen, but they need to get to know you as you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also your display, how you put display out.
Yeah. So I'm not traditional. You're not going to get your white with, you know, I do like making sugar flowers and stuff like that. But so my cakes today were my Cake International piece.
Yeah. Which was very white.
It was, which was strange because that's not what my design was meant to be. Anyway. Bright cerise. Pink one with peach flowers and gold down the front.
Nice.
A Lambeth cake.
Yep.
And my new design, which is, it's got succulents all over it. Thanks, Cassie Brown. So, and I've put
you had a little model there as well.
Yes, and I've got the little model.
I saw you on your stories.
Yeah. So I've got my little model on there as well. So I only had three cakes on my main table and one cake in the room where they had it all set up.
Right.
And I had people come up to me and say, is that your cake up there? I loved it. That's the best part of the whole room. I didn't even take pictures of the room. I just took pictures of your cake. And that on its own is enough of a compliment for me.
And that because it stands out because it's – because it's you. I mean, I remember doing wedding fairs and taking, so I did a few wedding fairs and I took wedding cakes along. I remember taking a black wedding cake along to a couple. That was, people were shocked by it. And I'm like, oh, get over it. But I remember,
that's our style, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I also remember if you're going to go to a wedding fair.
Depends where it is.
Yes. Well. Because I've done that and I would have been offended before if I'd gone to one of those wedding fairs and nobody had said to me, oh, I love your cake. But I know now that not everyone's going to like my cake.
Yeah. I remember also taking to a wedding fair once a 3D dog, a cyber dog. I did like a little cyber.
I remember that. Yes, that was brilliant.
Took a wedding fairs, got so many comments and actually got birthday cake orders from it.
Yeah, yeah.
So... but that was me. That was who I am. So,
yeah. Don't water it down.
No. But also, even if you're not going to a wedding fair, even if you're doing fairs and markets, or you've got a gazebo, or all that sort of stuff, even if you're on social media, you're talking on social media. Make sure if you're doing videos on social media. I listened to a podcast the other day, and they were saying that reels that are doing well on social media are ones that have got more lifestyle to it. So, you know, they've got plants in the background, they've got bits and pieces going on in the background. Make sure that's you. You know, make sure all the stuff that's going on in the background in your reels is you, is your style, is your it could be like a lot of shit and dirt and sugar, but make sure the flowers in the background suit your style. But so everything around you, don't be too clinical about it. Make sure you're getting you across as well. Right, what not to do?
Do stuff you don't want to.
Exactly. Or even if you do, don't show everyone. Don't let everyone see it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right to do stuff that you don't like.
You know, in the lower months when you need a bit of cash.
Yeah.
It's okay to, but it won't be your best work.
No. No, because
it won't have your heart in it. Mm. And the other thing that I would say is, and what I see a lot of cake makers doing on social media, is following trends because they're trendy.
Yeah.
Doing things on, doing a reel because it's a trendy reel.
Yeah.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Are you attracting the right people to like what you're doing?
No. Sorry, I'm having dog issues here. He's like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Look, sort your style out, Andy. What's the real you?
This is the real him. He's being a prima donna tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, so what are we talking about? What shouldn't you do?
Don't do trends just because they're trendy.
Yeah.
Only do trends if it's part of who you are and what you want to do.
And if it's how you feel.
Yeah. Because no matter how the algorithms on social media work, people will know. So if you put out a reel that you did because it was a trend and it went viral, say you do a reel and it goes viral, and then people then come to you expecting what that was, and that's not who you are. What a waste.
Yeah.
What a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it got 4 million views, but whatever. How is that helping you when that's not who you are?
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone's saying, we want that cake.
Yeah, and you're like, I never want to make it again.
No, silhouette cakes. Luckily, they're not in fashion anymore. So
no. Sammy made a cracking silhouette cake.
Oh, I did, didn't I? It was beautiful. Yeah. And you took some cracking photos of
it. I took it to Romsey Abbey for a wedding fair, to Romsey Abbey. And while I was there, there was a florist with this big plinth. And I asked her if I could put the plinth right in the middle of the aisle with the stained glass window behind. And there was Sammy's silhouette cake. It was a good, it's just like everything like fell into place in the right time. But you'll never make him again, so don't matter.
No.
Right. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we show up in this podcast as us.
Definitely. You're getting us. Us.
You get the authentic us. Authentic, 100% us in this podcast.
Yeah.
Right, before we go on, we need to talk about our next episode, our Q&A.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So if you have anything you would like to ask us, what's your favourite cake to make? how do you manage to walk your dogs and run a business?
Ask us anything about us, about cake making. We've got a few questions in already, which is really lovely. Ask if you've got any, like, you've been trying to work something out and you don't know how, and maybe we might be able to help. I'm not saying we can, but we might be able to. And like I say, the whole flower one that we did about
that
came out for me. And did you hear?
So
the Food Standards Agency is actually releasing proper guidelines on putting flowers on cakes.
Let's take the glory of that.
It
was because you were the one who contacted them.
So I asked them direct, but I am going to ask them back. I'm going to email them again and get a follow-up on what actually is going on. So that has come about through a Q&A that we did on our last one. So please ask us questions because we like Q&A's. They're fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it means we don't have to think about something to talk about.
Yeah.
Because you lead it. It's a listener-led episode.
Yeah. But because you said that, why don't we ask if there's an episode you would like us to talk about? You know, if you've got a subject that you think, I've always wondered how, what, why, when.
Yeah. Yeah. You tell us what you want us to talk about. We'll talk about it.
Hmm.
Do it. Or do if there's a guest that you really, really want us to talk to.
Yeah.
Because chances are we really want to talk to them as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Get in touch. We'd love your ideas. We need them. Yeah. It feeds us.
You are the world. You are the questions. You are the reason that we do our podcast.
God. Oh, right. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Right. I'm going to do it. I don't know why I have to announce that I'm going to do it.
Just in case everyone sat at home going, she's going to do it. She's going to do it.
She's going to do it. I've forgotten the words. Product of the week. Product of the week. Product of the week. Product of the week. Okay, it's your turn to go first this time.
Okay.
I'm really excited. I've been hanging on the end of my seat waiting for this.
Right, this is a product that I really genuinely think, how have I not known about this product for, I don't know how long they've been out. Okay, it's not specifically a cake making product, but I found one at work the other day and I'm like, how have I never known about this? A magic eraser.
A what?
Right, it's like a scouring pad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
can you
my God.
Cakes, then?
So, not specifically cakes. So the reason I've started using it, and I would have really loved this when we had the shop. So if you do fairs and markets, or you've got a shop, or you've got any kind of display, and you've got a blackboard, and you write on that blackboard with a chalk pen, right? And then you wipe it off with a bit of sponge and a bit of water, and it never really goes away.
No, that's right.
It's always like a little ghost.
What, so
of
you can use a magic eraser.
A magic eraser washes it clean.
Way.
Completely clean. See?
Wow.
So it's like a white sponge.
Yeah.
And it just a bit of water. Wipe it on and it's like you've got a brand new blackboard.
Yeah.
But that my
is,
mind was
that
blown.
Is brilliant.
Because we had a load of blackboards at work and someone said, oh, I'll take them home and I'll repaint them. And another woman went, oh, I just use a magic eraser on it. I was like, what? And she scrubbed it. I was like, oh my God. And it doesn't even take that much effort. It's a bit of a wipe.
I wonder if it works on whiteboards as well.
I think it works on everything. We then had a whole session.
I have used them before on walls and things.
Yeah, we had a whole session of going around trying to find where it doesn't work, quite frankly. So, yeah, it works on anything and everything.
And
it's
that's
like
magic.
It is magic. But so I don't know anyone that hasn't used some sort of blackboard in their business at some point.
Yeah.
Itself a magic eraser. Then you never have the ghost of blackboards past.
Yeah. 20p. Do you want to know what my product of the week is?
Go on then.
Well,
I think I might know.
Well, I'm really lucky enough to know someone who's published a book. And it's called With Love and Buttercream. And it's your cookbook. Your recipe book. It's not a cookbook. Well, it is a cookbook, isn't it? But it's a recipe book. And you can get it off our website. And it's got a really good section at the back with my name in it. But it also, my favourite recipe that I've used loads now is the meringue buttercream recipe.
The simple meringue buttercream.
Yeah. It is so easy and simple. That page is disgusting. With bits of cake and everything. So I'm fully recommending it. Bronya, can you tell me where I can get it from?
Yeah, you can get it from our website, which is daisycakeandco.com. Who are we?
Yeah.
DaisyCakeandCo.com. And you can get it online. And it is, if you want a hard copy, it is £24, including postage and packing. Or you can buy an ebook for £15 and you can have it whizzing to your inbox instantly.
It's very good.
Thank you very much for making your product of the week.
That's all right. Thank you for putting my name in it. I show a lot of people. I go, look at this book.
Look at my name at the back.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the acknowledgements. It's people that have meant a lot to me in my baking business. And there you go.
There we go.
But yeah, it's got lots of bits and pieces. And this, you know what? Even if it's just for the simple meringue buttercream, buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will save you so much heartache, that recipe.
Oh, gosh, lovely.
Right, and I've been trying and testing. I've put out a reel today.
Yeah.
Because I've been testing a lot of recipes recently. Because you know my shed,
mm-hmm.
right? I've had to prepackage things. And because it's prepackaged, it's got a list of ingredients on the back. Well, some of those ingredients lists are like War and Peace. They are so long. So I have been retesting some of my tried and tested recipes with different ingredients to get the ingredients list down.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. And people are talking about your cake shed.
I know. I know.
People keep talking to me about it. Oh, Bronnie's cake shed. How does she take payment? Don't people just steal things from it?
Do you know what? I haven't had any people steal. Not one. I've That's had brilliant. Some people leave 20p too little, things like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, people are very honest. I'm quite surprised so far. But yeah, so I want to do an episode at some point on changing ingredients out for alternative ingredients.
That's a good idea.
Because I've managed
definitely.
Definitely. Because I've managed to get my lemon cake down. Because you know, when you put your ingredients out, you have to put in not only the ingredients that you're using, but all the ingredients of the ingredients that you're using. So if you're using chocolate, you've got to list everything that's in your chocolate and all that sort of stuff. So it's really made me aware of when I'm buying stuff, how many ingredients will my ingredients have. It's a lot of words of ingredients there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've got my lemon cake down to eggs, oil, flour, sugar, lemon.
Whoa. That's good.
Oh, and a raisin. So six ingredients and that's it. That's all my lemon cake now. And I'm very proud of myself.
Well very, done very you.
Yeah. So I think we should do an episode on that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
I think we're done.
All right,
but thank you very much for making my book your product of the week.
Oh, you're welcome. And like, subscribe, review and poo.
Sorry.
Poo. edit that out. Sorry, I don't know where that came from. Anyway, bye.